Hello and welcome to Break the Mold, where I share inspiring stories and interview people who have shattered ceilings, crushed their goals, are serving and slaying in life, and of course, have broken the mold. Okay, we are back with another episode of Break the Mold. I'm very excited. Today I have my former little coach, KK, on the podcast. KK coached for me a couple years ago when she was in high school and living her high school life. And then we had to say goodbye because she went to college and she's been doing such amazing things. She's killing the social media content game and just launched her own company, and she's not even 21 yet. So I'm going to turn it over to KK and let her introduce herself.
Amazing. Thanks, Ash. I'm so happy to be here. My name's Caitlin Ettinger. Everyone close to me calls me KK. It's weird hearing Ashley say my real name. So I am a full-time content creator. I'm also a full-time college student. I'm a sophomore at the University of San Francisco, and I have been a content creator for about 5 years now, and I've been sourcing it as an income for 3 years now, and I focus on like fashion and lifestyle and college content, and like Ashley just said, I recently endeavored into the business world, and I launched Caitlin Ettinger Collective, which is a social media management company that focuses on content creator management. I do social media consultation, and then I also offer KK's content creator course, which are all things related to my full-time job that I'm super, super excited to explore and go into this year. But yeah, that's me. That's what I've been up to. Yeah.
Did you ever think that this would be your full-time career?
Honestly, no. I hoped that it would be. I feel like going into it, I never knew that there was really this much income around social media. I mean, like in today's day and age, the social media industry is such a female-dominated industry, and I take so much pride in the fact that it is and that I'm making a full-time income. But like, I honestly didn't think it was something that would manifest for me because, you know, I was going to college and like I was going to go into corporate, and this just like wasn't realistic for a lot of like smaller creators like me. So, but here we are.
And you're killing it. You have so many cool collabs, and every time I'm so proud of her. You've built an incredible career at such a young age. How do you feel you've broken the mold in your life?
I love this question. I love this podcast theme. Like, this is, I just love this. This is so you. I think I've broken the mold in the sense that when you have like a dream or like some sort of ambition that seems so like out of this world, I think something that really has to click for a person, it's like their internal like belief in themselves. I think that a lot of people when I first started would tell me that, you know, like what I wanted to do was kind of crazy, or they would hate on me for doing it. And I even remember like people in my inner circle just being like, oh yeah, like that's fine. Like go do that. Like, you know, like have fun with it. But, even my parents like didn't even think it was like a real job until I started making like big time money. And I think people thought at first, like I was just kind of, you know, like posting my life and sharing and whatnot. But when I started landing like these big brand, like paid deals, like people were just like, wow, like this is actually like a thing, this is actually something you can do. And like I think it goes to show like believing in yourself can really, really like get you places. And at the end of the day, like if you're not believing in something that you want, you know, no one else is. And something I've been saying a lot this year, or at least for like the past month, is speaking things into existence. I think for a long time I wanted to be a full-time content creator, so I started telling people I was a full-time content creator. So I think like one of the biggest things for me in breaking the mold in that sense was like believing in myself and just knowing at the end of the day that like no one else was gonna have my back. Like if I wanted this dream, like I had to go and get after it on my own. And I did that, and here I am, and I'm loving it, and I'm so proud of how far I've come. So yeah.
You're killing it. I 100% agree. All of those are things would be advice that I would give to anyone who's trying to go after their dream, which makes you a perfect candidate for this podcast. What advice would you give to someone who feels like they don't fit the traditional path but want to chase their dreams?
I think my biggest piece of advice is that something I've learned like through being a content creator is like any avenue or passion that you have in life, there is always enough space for everyone. I think there's a really like common misconception and stereotype that you have to look a certain way, be a certain person, and have these like qualities to attain these like crazy dreams and like aspirations that you have in your life. But it's really just being about like your goals and like making concrete steps to like work towards them. And like there's plenty of times where I had this imposter syndrome, like, oh, I'm not an influencer, like, oh, I'm not this big content creator. And you know, you sometimes think that you just don't fit into the mold of like the industry or whatever your goal and like aspirations are. But I think, again, like believing in yourself, reaffirming yourself that like you can like achieve this goal and that there is space for everyone in like whatever aspect or like avenue you're trying to explore. I feel like that's an important thing to like take into like self-consideration, is just like knowing that there is a spot for you. You just have to like sometimes make it yourself. Like you have to pave the way on your own sometimes when there isn't like space present. And take up space, like be the space, like take up as much as you want and just like believe in yourself and
make it happen.
Yeah,
love that. Do you feel like as a young entrepreneur in social media that you've faced challenges because of your age?
1000%. I started signing contracts when I was 15. Like brands didn't know how old I was. They never asked, and if they did, I would tell them. But I mean, obviously like my parents were signing contracts with me and like approving everything, but like I've always been a little bit ahead of the curve maturity wise. So like that was never like a thing for me. And like that's a big reason why I wouldn't put my age out there. I think it's a turnoff for a lot of brands, and it sucks that age is like, you know, this thing that people really heavily take into consideration and like, you know, determine your value off of that. But I mean, as being like a young entrepreneur, I definitely always feel like I'm in rooms that like I shouldn't be in because I'm too young, or you know, there's certain people that I can't talk to because, you know, why would they be talking to a 20-year-old about these things? But again, it's all about knowing your self-worth, knowing your value as like a person, as a creator, whatever, you know, avenue you're in your life. And just like having this self-value can really carry you in like so many different aspects in life. And I think that's why like I'm able to break through so many molds, is because like I believe in myself. I'm confident that I can be successful in anything that I like really put time and energy and effort into. And so like age is always something in the back of my mind, because I'm usually the youngest person in some of these big rooms and sitting at these like tables. But I'm working through that. So this is a new like avenue of like the business where I'm like, oh my God, I'm so young doing this. It's a little intimidating, but again, it all like boils down to like self-confidence and like knowing your worth, and also being okay to like be open and transparent about like, I'm new to this, I have questions. Like, I think that's really like an attractive like leadership skill when like you're like, I'm new to this and I want to learn like how to like be better at it. And people are always like so open to help and, you know, kind of guide you and mentor you through like those chapters. So that's another thing I love to like add in there with my age, because it's also an attractive way to just.
Yes, I would 100% agree. You've always been more mature. I had no problem putting you in charge of, you know, 15, 6-year-olds, and you killed it. And, you know, we're super mature in everything that you did. So I have no doubt that your maturity and your leadership skills aren't going to launch you forward in whatever you do. So you started content creating in 2020 during the pandemic.
Yes.
What inspired you to put yourself out there?
I love this question. I get asked this a lot, and it's not your typical content creator journey. I was signed with the modeling and acting agency at the time in Sacramento, and I was so bored during COVID. I was like, I want to land more like acting jobs. And this was like my dream when I was a kid, to like be an actress and a model, which I guess is still along the lines. But so I was like, I want like brand directors to be able to like see like me during auditions and like find me on social media and be like, oh, she has a social media presence. So that was really where it stemmed from during COVID. But literally like 2 months into creating content, I was like, oh my gosh, like this could be my job, because I realized that brands like started to become really attracted to what I was doing and they would reach out to me. And so it stemmed from wanting to have a social media presence for my acting and modeling job and turned into this whole like discovery of this industry that at the time was like on the same uphill climb I was. Like it wasn't even a real thing at the time, like YouTube was, but you know, monetizing content and paid partnerships and influencer marketing, like this was all like on a like slow, steady uphill climb during COVID. And I basically just like climbed on, hopped on the train, and I've been riding it since. Yeah, that's how I got into it.
When did you realize that this could be your full-time career instead of just a hobby or something you did for fun?
I always accounted back to my Nike collab, which was when I was probably a junior in high school. So I was probably like 16. And this was probably like 2 years into creating content. I was sitting in my history class, Mr. Correa's history class, and I was going through my emails because I'm always working. I'm always multitasking. And I got an email inquiry, and like the title of the inbox or like the email was like Nike paid partnership opportunity. And I literally just started crying in class. I didn't even open the email. I was like, what are you talking about? Is this real? And I opened it, and the offer was this large amount for me at the time, which still is. It's still influencer marketing, so much money there. But I opened it, I'm just crying. And I'm like, how is this my life? Like, how is a big name brand reaching out to me who has like less than 10,000 followers, like wanting to pay me to wear their clothes and take pictures in them? And it was just like a turning point for me. I remember telling my parents, and my mom was just like, whoa, like there's real money in this. And I'm like, yeah, I had no idea. And that was just like a moment where I was like, oh my God, I was like addicted to that feeling of that outreach and that crazy brand and getting to work with like such a dream, like brand that like everyone has loved or like I've loved since I was a kid. And that became like really addictive and like a really fun part of the job for me. And so like that was the point where I was like, I'm gonna really like go get after it because Nike just reached out to me. So
that's a super cool, super amazing opportunity. Big brand. Love that. Everyone knows Nike. Mm-hmm. Would you say that was the specific moment or post that made you realize like, oh wow, like things are taking off for me? Or would you say it was a different post or collaboration that
gave you
like my I made it moment?
Yeah, there was an I made it moment. I think it's less, I feel like as a content creator, it's less like the brands I'm working with, but more like how my engagement and following is growing. Like I remember when at one point I reached 10K, which was really exciting. But like I jumped from like 10 to like 13, 16K in probably like the span of like a couple months. And I, at that time, like there was really no strategy with like the Instagram algorithm. Like it was so free for all and so much forgiving back then. It's a lot different now. But I think like the growth that happens overnight sometimes was really a moment where I was just like, oh my God, like what's happening? And like those were also very like addictive moments, just like seeing your hard work paying off. And like numbers, like Instagram is a huge like numbers platform. Like just seeing like results in a numbers way was really cool. But I think a moment where I was just like, oh my God, like I'm doing it, was when I got invited to the Dick's influencer back to school campaign in Philadelphia. And it was like, I guess my first quote unquote brand trip. It wasn't a brand trip. It was like a photo shoot for TikTok. They were just doing some video content with like big influencers, and Michaela Noble was there, who I'm sure you know.
Yes.
And so like there was just some big, big people. And like that's like one of those moments where I'm always like the youngest in the room, but I'm always so grateful that I'm like presented with these opportunities and I get to be the youngest, because that means like, you know, like literally anyone can do it. Like I'm doing something right. My age doesn't matter. And like it's just about like who you are as a person. And it was just like all my hard work like paid off in that moment. That was the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. And that was definitely a moment where I was like, oh my God, like this is my job. Like I could do this every day for the rest of my life. Yeah.
That was really cool to watch. I personally love watching all your content. I think it's great. It's something I feel like everyone can relate to. And I think you do a great job of putting it all and packaging it all up and doing all the things you do.
Aww, thank you.
The world of social media moves very fast. Mm-hmm. What has the journey taught you about yourself so far?
I love this question because I have a very specific story to account it to. I have recently learned that there are so many different kinds of like influencers and content creators in the industry, and it is so, so easy to like get caught up in, I guess I'll quote unquote say like the Hollywood aspect of influencer marketing and like the industry and letting it get to your head. I recently like went on a brand trip and I was like in a room with huge creators that like some of them like I've just like followed since I was like a little girl, and it was again one of those moments where I was like, how the heck did I get a seat at this table? And I think on that trip I really just learned a huge lesson of like staying humble, staying like true to yourself, and not letting things like go to your head. I mean, I was the smallest creator there, and like I knew that, but also like being amongst like big people, as soon as I saw some people walk into the room that I instantly just knew because like they were like celebrities, I was like, you stay true to yourself. Don't act like someone you're not. Like I wanted to really just like be who I was and not like, you know, fangirl or just like, you know, I wanted to remain professional. But I also like in that moment was like, I realized how important it is to stay humble because like, I'm sure as a big, like big time celebrity, like it's easy for you to get caught up in those things. And so like I never want to be in a space in my life, if I ever like became huge, like I would never want to let things like go to my head and like have this huge ego. And so I think that's the most important lesson I've learned, is to like be grateful for like where I'm at, the people who got me here, like my community for supporting me, and to like, you know, if I ever did get to that point where like someone's like, oh my god, like that's Caitlin Ettinger, like I want to be approachable, I want to be someone that you can come up to, I want to come up to you, you know, like I don't want to have this aura around me like, oh my gosh, like I have this many followers, like don't come up to me, like I, that's the exact opposite of what I want. And I think I really learned that on that trip. And so yeah, that's definitely the most important lesson I've learned, is to stay humble and just be true to yourself, because at the end of the day, like that's how you've gotten to this point.
No, 100%. I think that's something that everyone deals with in any facet of life, because yeah, there's even times where I've been in stuff for pageantry and I'm like, why am I here?
Right.
I don't belong here. Like I don't belong at this table. And you have right. to remember, you were invited to the table, so you belong there.
Exactly. Yeah.
So show up and like you said, stay humble, stay true to who you are, mm-hmm. and continue to make other people feel welcome, because the yeah. next time you go somewhere, someone else is going to walk in and they're not going to feel like they belong in the room. And at least if they have one person to reach out to them yes. and be like, hey, welcome, then they'll feel like they belong at the table.
Exactly. Too. Exactly. And I want to be that person for sure.
You've grown your brand. What do you think has been the biggest factor in your success of growing your brand on social media?
Mm-hmm. I think my biggest factor to my growth on social media has truly been like authenticity. I think there's nowadays the industry is so oversaturated with a million plus like creators and people and everyone on the internet sharing their content, and nowadays it's a lot harder to stick out. But I think like in the initial like years of me creating content, like the way I was able to build like such a tight-knit community that was like engaged and, you know, I felt like I was friends with, is because like, again, I was staying true to myself. I wanted to share content that was literally just my life. Like I just wanted to share what I was doing and like photos of outfits I was wearing. But that also includes like days when I was having like really bad days, like in college, like I would share like very raw, like get on readies with me, like after a spirit squad game, like a basketball game, me crying and just like talking about life and like things that were going on, and also just being like super honest and like open. I feel like there's a lot of times when I go on social media and I'm like, you know, it's so easy to compare yourself to other people, and, you know, being a person that's like super open about body positivity, putting like a different like image out there, and just like little reminders to like people, like, you know, it's okay, this is normal, like it's normal to look like this when you do this, or, you know, things like that, just bringing like reality back into social media, I feel like has really connected me to my community, because I mean, it's so easy to look at influencers and creators and compare your life to them. And I want to be like, again, like an approachable person. I want you to feel like you can always DM me. And so sort of just like creating this environment where people feel like I'm their friend more than, you know, just some creator they follow, has been really important in the growth aspect, because, you know, at that point you become friends, more or less like someone you just follow. And I think that's just like the goal on any social media platform. And that's really how you build a community on social media. So I think that's been the biggest thing that's helped me grow.
Love that. I feel like for me personally, I have the hardest part sharing the bad. I tend to be a positive person. I tend to only put the positive out there. Do you struggle in putting the negative or the not so great days out there? Is that something that was easy, that came easy to you, or is it something that took practice?
It definitely took practice. I think for me though, it comes from a different place, because I'll always be open on social media. I don't have, like, if someone asks me a question, like, I'm totally out there and ready to like answer it. My thing is, like, I post very like positive and like bright content, and so bringing any sort of negativity to like my little corner of social media, even if it's like highlighting an issue or like a mental health issue or something that I care about, I think sometimes it can be perceived in like a different light, and I never want to look like I'm complaining or, you know, like ungrateful. And so it's kind of hard with the optics of like how you portray some of these things. Cause like if I am crying during a get unready with me and sharing like a very raw moment, it can be seen as like, oh my God, this girl's like complaining, she's dramatic, and like stuff like that. So it's a little bit hard to like be that raw, because, you know, it's perceived in so many different ways. But like at the end of the day, like I want to make people feel comfortable, and I want like girls to be able to like, you know, look at me in like my bikini and be like, oh my God, she has roles too. And, you know, like, oh my God, she cries and has bad days too. And like, that's why I relate to her, or like, you know, she's relatable in this way. So it definitely has taken practice to like be super open on social media, and my community's never given me like, you know, any sort of like, oh my God, she's complaining or like backlash like that. But I do think it's easy for that sort of negative content to be perceived that way. So it's a little bit of a slippery slope, but yeah.
Okay. Let's get into the Caitlin Ettinger Collective. Tell me about the Caitlin Ettinger Collective and what inspired you to create this brand.
Yes. Okay. So Caitlin Ettinger Collective has completely been inspired by my social media job and what I do behind the scenes. So a lot of my like personal content creation job and like my success has come from my communication with brands, doing all of the emails and the inquiries and the outquiries and, you know, tons of negotiations, hours of contracting, hours of briefing calls, like all of these things that I've stacked up, that I have just become so equipped with like this insane amount of knowledge and influencer marketing world on the creator side. And so my brand is inspired by, I guess, this knowledge that I have, but really the fact that I have so many creators in my personal life and people that reach out to me that don't know how to get paid what they're worth, don't know how to reach out to brands, don't know how to even get started as content creators. And it is my most popular question, like, how do you get started? How do I attain this life that you are living? Like, how do I turn your dream that you once had into my dream in my life now? And so my whole brand is really inspired by, you know, it's my little quote, or what would you call it? Like a mission statement or little tagline is by a creator for a creator, because a creator knows what a creator needs. And I think this is like really like a unique value point for Caitlin Ettinger Collective, because I just have so many years of experience under my belt being someone that started from the ground and has like worked my way up. And it's just like such a unique perspective. And I've learned so many lessons along the way that I just want to share. I just want to feed to other people so they can like reach this point of success in their lives and, you know, their content creation journey. Because when I tell you, if everyone could have this as their full-time job, like I wish I could just hand it to everyone, because it's so amazing. It's so freeing. Like, you're your own boss. You do whatever you want. You make an amazing income. Like, there's just so many great things about being a content creator, and I want this to be attainable for everyone. So that's basically what my website does. It equips you with a course. I have consultation. And then, you know, once you are a content creator, I offer management so I can handle the business side for you. So
love that. Yeah. So what is your long-term vision and goal for your brand and business?
Long term, I like envision managing a bunch of creators. Like, I would love to have this huge roster of amazing content creators, you know, from super small to super big. I'd love to have staff that, like, you know, help me manage the talent. I'm actually currently signing with someone, and I'm super, super excited about that. But like down the line, I'm not going to be able to manage, you know, probably more than 5 people on my own. So I definitely see, like, you know, hiring a staffing team down the line. I would love for, like, my course to truly get people to the point I'm at. Like, I definitely see, like, my course taking people to the point I'm at if they decide to take that jump in their content creation, you know, journey. It's definitely an investment to take the course, but I think the results are, you get your return on your investment if you apply the lessons. And at the end of the day, I really just want to make this, like, dream that I've achieved attainable for other people.
Okay. I'm sure that being a content creator comes with its challenges. What has been some of the biggest struggles you faced while growing your platform?
Okay, I have an example. Well, I feel like this is a little bit generic, but I mean, obviously with anything, putting yourself out there, like, comes with, like, hate and, like, backlash. I haven't, like, experienced a lot of that, but this is definitely, like, the most stressful situation when I do come across it. Like, I've had certain videos that I've posted that land with the wrong target audience, and people that really videos are not meant for them, you know, kind of just get into it. And, like, hate comments are always, like, a thing. And just, like, people constantly, like, will doubt you and kind of just prey on your downfall. I think I've lost, like, a lot of friendships because of content creation and just, like, seeing people's true colors with something like such a specific job. I think a lot of people have a lot of opinions and they voice them. And so, like, I think a hard part of content creation is, like, honestly, friend dynamic. Like, going to college, a lot of people at USF, like, knew who I was when I came to school, and that affected, like, my relationship with people because they would either treat me differently, they would, like, not want to talk to me, or, like, be intimidated, like, stuff like that, which I guess you wouldn't really expect. But I feel like when you're a content creator and you have, like, this sort of, like, platform that's a little bit bigger, I think it's perceived in a lot of different ways. So it's definitely made, like, my social life in person kind of difficult. But I mean, I've really found, like, my group, and I have my people and my support team. So, like, I've worked through that challenge, but that was definitely, like, a really, like, big learning curve in college, like, figuring out, like, my place outside of content creation and, like, how to have relationships with people that, you know, like, kind of knew who I was and, like, either had a problem with it or would treat me differently because of it, which you wouldn't really expect. But that's definitely a challenge that I go through, like, daily, but I'm getting better at.
How would you say that you handle creative burnout and stay inspired?
Pinterest is always, I will always go back to Pinterest when I get in a funk. I think it's so easy to lose inspiration and motivation, but, like, I think that's just, like, the biggest place for content creators. Like, that's where I go to get remotivated, to kind of, like, not rebrand, but, you know, collect some pins and figure out, like, what direction I want to go in content wise. As far as, like, burnout, I think this is different for everyone. I personally, like, don't take social media breaks. I am always go, go, go. Like, this is my full-time income. I don't necessarily get the luxury of, like, you know, taking a month break. But I never really feel like I need to do that. But when I do get burnt out, like, I will never film content if I'm not in the mood for it. I would never want to film something and post it that isn't, like, authentic, which, again, is, like, a huge part of, like, my growth, being honest and, like, raw with my community. So when I do get burnt out, I just, like, won't film content. You know, I'll sort of have days where I just, like, don't post on stories. I just won't put anything up. And I'm always on social media, like, you know, who isn't? Every day I'm on there. But sometimes when I get burnt out, I'm just like, okay, I need to take a break today, and that's okay. And something as I've adulted a little bit that I've learned to work into, like, my year is a lot of camping trips, because when I go camping, there's 3 days where I have absolutely no service, and it is the most fulfilling thing ever. So those are kind of, like, my burnout weekends where I, you know, I'll create content when I'm camping, but not, like, being able to post and stuff is a great escape. So yeah, just finding, like, quiet and peace is, like, the solution for my burnout.
That's how I feel about Disneyland. Anytime I burnt out, Ish and I just get on a plane and we go to Disneyland and I turn my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Yes, everyone has their happy place. And I think, like, escaping to it sometimes is just what you need to do as an adult. Let's just go.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to make it a little bit more fun. Okay. And I'm going to ask you some quick fire questions and just answer them with your heart.
Okay.
So what is your favorite social media platform?
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok's fun. What is your go-to coffee order and from where?
Okay. I'm going to say Starbucks. It's currently an iced caramel macchiato with coconut milk and 3 scoops of vanilla bean powder.
Okay.
I like the stuff at the bottom.
If you weren't a content creator, what would you be doing?
Probably modeling.
I see it.
Yeah.
What is one app you can't live without?
TikTok.
How upset were you in the 12 hours that we didn't have TikTok?
I had to edit a video on Instagram Reels. I went snowboarding and I had to edit that vlog on Instagram Reels and I almost deleted the app. Like,
I cannot stand the editor on Instagram Reels.
I can't either. Like, you'd think they'd be up to speed by this point. Like, I film everything in TikTok, edit everything in TikTok, and if not, it's CapCut. And they took both away, and I literally, like, and I monetized my TikTok content. So, like, my income was going to take a hit. Like, it's been a whole thing for the creator community. So, that was really stressful, and I really hope it doesn't go away.
Me either, because I don't have a foot in the game as far as content creation, but I love TikTok.
Yeah.
It's also where I will shoot all my TikTok, because I would say that my Instagram is way more trafficking than my TikTok, but yeah. I shoot everything. And film everything and edit everything on TikTok, and then I save it and put it on Instagram.
Right, because the red button is, like, perfect, because you don't want to film a whole bunch of, like, videos in your camera roll, right? Like, just being able to do it in there is, like, amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully TikTok will get its life together. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
What is your dream collaboration with a brand or creator?
Dream collaboration right now, I won't even lie to you, is probably TJ Maxx or Home Goods, because that's where most of my money goes. And I just feel like that's realistic as an adult. So.
Okay. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Uh-huh.
You can now put me in the hot seat and ask me anything you want.
Okay. What is your favorite kind of content to watch?
Ooh, I really like to watch Get Ready With Me's.
Okay.
Or I love to watch Day in the Life. I really scroll TikTok a lot, and I feel like I should have an exact answer for this, but I don't.
Those are two very specific types of content.
They are, but I feel like I like more than that. I just can't think of them right now.
Yeah. Okay, what is, like, a guilty pleasure for you on social media?
Ooh. I will watch the, like, you know, the, like, scalp picking videos.
Yes. Yes, I love those.
Those are awful, but I usually don't scroll on those. I usually won't watch them.
Always the weirdest videos where I just get really fascinated with whatever's going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
If you were, like, a big time influencer in your head, what would you be posting about?
I think that I would definitely be body positivity, because it's 100% my brand. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't know. I would say that I'm a micro influencer, like, very, very small, because I feel like if I stayed consistent, I feel like I could do it, but I don't stay consistent with it. It's not something that's my priority at the moment, but I am someone who puts out a lot of positive content, inspiring content.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know that I necessarily have a niche.
And you don't need to have one. I feel like you definitely do have a niche. You kind of just said what your niche was. If you wanted to be remembered for something specific, what is something that you want to be, like, remembered by?
I want anyone whose lives I touch to feel better, to feel more inspired, to know that they have it in them to go after their dream no matter what, and whatever doubts or fears are inside of them, that they can push past them and go after the dream that they want.
I love that. You definitely left me better than I was. Like, I didn't know anything about cheer when I first met you, so.
Hey, you did great. Like, it was a hard time. We came out of COVID. I needed help. I don't even know how you ended up coaching with me. I think you
I don't either, but I'm so glad like it happened.
You had a natural talent for it and you were great. The kids loved you. The kids still talk about you to this day.
Okay. So obviously you're killing it in so many different like avenues in your life, like cheer, pageantry, your podcast. Is there anything else you still like want to accomplish in life?
Well, I kind of just did. I released a children's book about a couple weeks ago.
I saw that.
And it has been the coolest thing to see. I had an idea. I texted my coach about it. She was like, 100% we're doing this. So she stayed on me to actually, you know, get to the finish line.
Right.
Or else the ADHD would have kicked in. It would have just been one of those things I started and never finished.
Right.
But to see it come to life has been the coolest thing ever. And what's been even more cool is last Friday, a kid walked in the gym with it.
Oh, stop.
And it's not like it wasn't one of our team kids. It was one of our tumbling kids. She walked in, she had the book, and she was like, "That's Coach Ashley. She coaches the big girls." And that was just a very cool, inspiring moment to see that my legacy is going to live on way longer than I will, because it's my story is written and it's in a book. And it's not necessarily my story, but it's the message I want to leave with people. And it's going to live on forever. And it's inspiring little kids and they're loving the story. I honestly didn't think that people would like it. I was just like, okay, I'm putting this out here. If one person buys it, cool, but it's not one person. I've sold almost 50 copies and that's wild.
Yeah, that is wild. I'm so proud of you. That's so cool.
I'm so proud of you.
Aww.
Well, it's been super fun having you on the podcast. I'm super proud of you. It's been super cool to watch your journey the entire time from 15-year-old KK to what you are now. And I know that no matter what you do and where you go, it's going to go far and you're going to do amazing.
Thank you. You're a part of, like, you're a huge part of my foundation. Seriously. I was taught by a boss lady and now I am the boss lady. So come a far way, long way.
I love that and you're killing it. And now hopefully people who listen to our podcast episode will also become boss ladies.
Period.
Thanks for being on Break the Mold, KK.
Thank you for having me.
I hope today's episode has inspired you. And I look forward to sharing more inspiring stories and interviews with you on the next episode of Break the Mold. Have a fabulous day. And don't forget, you can be defeated or you can be determined. You've got it.